Track 3, Act 3 Evidence, Room with a View. The guests leave Frank squinting at his screens and head for Sterling's private golden elevator. The ride up to his penthouse is slow and uncomfortable, not least of which because the elevator was designed for one occupant. Though the cramped conditions don't stop everyone trying in vain to chip some gold off the walls. Finally, there's a ping and they find themselves in the extravagant foyer. An ornate door stands before them, but it's locked and there's no keyhole. Only a number pad. Whoever the killer was, they must have known the key code. But what could it be? Almost in unison, the guests remember the clue from the security office and type it in. 8080. With a click, the door opens and then softly closes and locks behind them. Sterling Argento's inner sanctum gleams with gold, mirrors, and leopard print fabrics. In the corner, a small table holds a teetering pyramid of fresh fruit. On the wall, a painting of a pampered Pomeranian hangs next to a painting of a pampered lion, both wearing identical collars, showing the name Bobo. 8080. The center of the room is dominated by a large plush sofa scattered with documents. Voting time! Should you? Examine the documents. Listen to track 3A. Or go out onto the balcony. Listen to track 3B.